Hello, Connors.
Hey, is Carlo in?
This is Carlo.
Hey, Carlo, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. Hey, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time here. I'm actually just trying to follow up. We had mailed you out a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital a couple weeks ago. Wasn't sure if you happened to come across it, but it was a pre-approval for about $250,000. I was wondering if you had the chance to look that sucker over and if you had any questions on it. And I wanted to follow up with you here and see if you had anything that might require some financing towards the end of the year.
No, I think I'm okay. I got a credit line with my local bank, and then I got a company in New York that's going to set me up with a credit line as well. So
okay,
I'm okay with that. But I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, is there usually a typical time of the year where you kind of do look at the finances?
Not really.
Yeah, sorry, I was going to say, those credit lines, you just use those as in cases of emergency, or are they just things that you use to make purchases for inventory costs or things like that?
Yeah, I buy inventory, I buy classic cars, antique and classic cars, and resell them, so.
What type of classic cars do you use?
All kinds of antique and classic cars.
Oh, like the actual antique cars.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go to my website, ConnorsMotorCar.com, and you can see my cars.
Oh yeah, I'm on it right now. It's pretty impressive.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys? I have a few. My dad's pretty into this too. He has a few classic cars himself. He has classic muscle cars. He's got his '69 Plymouth Barracuda. I have my '74 Chevy Nova, and he's got he's also got a 65, it was like a fire truck from the Oakland Fire Department.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So I know the types of cars that you look at, so I like looking at them too, and eventually want to have my collection of my own.
Yeah, so were you in California?
Yeah, we're out here in San Diego.
Yeah, you're up early.
Yep. Gotta be able to catch the East Coast guys.
I got a
question for you, Carl. Do you ever feel worried that when you use your line of credit up to make the purchases for your inventory, I guess that's why you're probably getting another line of credit out, is so you can make more purchases, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered a working capital loan? Are you familiar with that?
Well, yeah, you know, it's just a regular straight loan instead of a credit line, which is, you know, just pay it back in installments.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know, you guys, you probably do the daily ACH stuff, but the rates on that are just way too high.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes what happens is we try and get you approved for the best terms and best rates that fit for the business, so that the payments make sense, the payback makes sense. It's not like we're going to just come out with a random number to just, you know, that'll put you too much in debt.
Generally, you know, the rates on those are just too high. So, if you want to try me, maybe beginning of the year, I'll see where I am on these other things.
Yeah, because essentially, the benefit of this is, let's say you use up your line of credit to its entirety and you need to make a purchase really quickly for a car that you know you want to have that you can resell for, you know, tremendous value. That's where the working capital comes in, because we can get you the money. We get you approved within 24 hours and then we can fund you within 48. So the simplicity of it being a quick process helps in situations like this, especially for inventory purchases when lines of credit are used up. It's just, you know, food for thought. But why don't I do this? What's a good email address? I can just shoot you over my contact info, you know, in case anything comes up where you would, you know, consider
click
this.
Click on contact on my website, and it'll come up. It's comoco@comcast.net.
Okay. Yes, I found that. All right.
Yeah, send me your info. I'll put you in my file, and I can give you a call.
Yeah, and you don't mind if I just follow up with you every now and then, just to see how the business is going?
Okay. Thanks.
All right, this one's good. All right, Carlo, it was good talking to you. Okay. Take care and keep an eye out for that email.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.